And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He came into the world, and the world was made through Him. But the world did not know Him. He came into His own place, and His own people did not accept Him. But as many as who received Him, as many as who believed on His name, that is, who believed He was the Word, He gave the right to become the children of God. Not born from blood, not born from the will of the flesh, not born from the will of man, but born from God. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have received and beheld His glory, the glory of the only unique one Son of God who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The picture that leaves us speechless. Have you ever been in a place where you've seen something that was so moving, something that was so inspiring that it left you speechless? Maybe it was a delicate flower. Maybe it was a delicate flower that you looked at it and you looked at the tiny little edges of it and you were awed by it. Maybe it was a scene from the mountains where you saw the snow-capped peaks and you saw the grandeur of it and you stood there with your mouth open. Maybe it was a gorgeous waterfall with the sound of the water rushing over the side and you just stood there spellbound knowing that it was a sacred moment. Maybe it was the birth of a child, perhaps your child, in which at that moment you saw life begin and all you could do was look and wonder and say nothing. This week I've been spending time in John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18 and I have decided that these are words that leave me speechless. John 1, 1 to 18 basically is the burning bush of the New Testament. You remember what happened in the Old Testament. There was a bush that burned and kept giving off light, and Moses was drawn to it. And it was there that God revealed Himself to Moses and told Moses that He would be leading His people, delivering them from the Egyptians and from slavery, and taking them to the promised land. He told him that He would be leading them, and on the way there, He told them, "I want you to build Me a sanctuary that I may tabernacle among you." He gave them the sanctuary, which was a picture and symbols of that which would happen when Jesus would come to show that He would be the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. The beginning was the Word. This is the only place in all of Scripture where Jesus is really referred to in this way. And John was doing it for several reasons. One was that this was not an unknown word to both Jews and to Gentiles. The Gentiles considered the Word to be the principle of life, the creative force of life, that which sustains life and that which provides meaning to life. For the Jews in the Targum, the commentary on Scripture, the Messiah was referred to as the Word. The Word, that which created, that which was eternal, that which was before creation. Plato referred to the second person of the Trinity who expresses the mind of God as the Word. And to the Hebrews, it was not just the Word that would give us the thought about God and the will of God. The Word was that which not only proclaimed something but brought it into being. God's word does not return to him void. It does something. And as I have thought and meditated on this word from John chapter 1 this week, I have been humbled as over and over I sought to try and figure out the depths of this passage, and the depths escaped me. I tried to figure out what I could present to you would help you understand it, to see it for the beauty and the grandeur that is there. I tried to think of a picture that could help you understand what the word is, and there is no picture. The words themselves are the picture. In the beginning was the word, the creative word. And the word became flesh, the saving word. The word became flesh and tabernacled up among us, the delivering word. And that word was full of grace and truth, the grace-filled word. I don't know about you this morning, but these words from John 1 are grand words. They should leave us speechless. They should leave us in awe that the God of heaven, who created us, would leave his throne in glory and become one of us in order to deliver us and to save us. I want to share with you just briefly a couple of other aspects of this passage. What is interesting is that the first five verses are all in the verbs are in the past tense. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, except for one time. One time it comes and it says, and the light shines in the darkness. That's present. Because Jesus was the Word and Jesus came to this earth and Jesus revealed the Father to us, that light of who Jesus is shines now and it will keep on shining. It shines in the darkness. And the good news for us this morning is that the darkness does not overcome it. That God is able to save to the uttermost those who trust in him. Too often we give way too much credit to the devil and what he can do, and we forget that God is far greater than the devil and he can do far more. We need to trust in that more. Another aspect of this verse, which I've already alluded to, is that the word tabernacled among us. Just as when God gave the Israelites the sanctuary and he gave them his own presence, the Shekinah glory, because this passage talks about glory. When he gave them the Shekinah glory, that glory was over the mercy seat to show his ability to forgive sin. That Shekinah glory was what would lead them as they would wander in the wilderness, and when that Shekinah glory would move, they would move, and when it would stop, they would stop. At night, it was a fire to protect them and to let them see. And during the day, it was a shadow over them to protect them from the heat of the sun. The Shekinah glory was there to guide them and to protect them and to lead them. And when John said that the Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us, what he was trying to let you and me know is that God wants to save us, but that same God wants to protect us and to guide us and to lead us all the way to our heavenly home. And so this morning, I want to remind you that as you look at the themes of this passage, Jesus was the God who created because we could not create ourselves. Jesus was the God who delivers us because we could not deliver ourselves. Jesus is the God who saves us because we cannot save ourselves. And Jesus is the God who will guide us because if we are left to our own guidance, we will fail miserably. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him there was nothing made that was made. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. To all who believe him, who accept him as their Savior and Lord, he gives the right to be his children, who are born not of the will of man, nor blood, nor the will of flesh, but are born of God. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And this morning we behold his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. As I've contemplated these words this week, I could not help but think over and over and over again that the one who created me is the one who delivered me. The one who became one with me is the one who wants to make me one with him. This morning, are you aware that the one who created you and the one who delivered you and the one who came to be among you, to live in you by his Spirit, is the one who wants to make you one with him too? This morning, it is my prayer that this passage will leave us all speechless, that we will be in awe of the God who loved us so much that he sent his Son as a babe to grow up and to live for us and to die for us and to be resurrected for us, that he might go to heaven and be in heaven for us, that one day he might return for us, that we might live with him forever. With those brief thoughts in mind, will you stand with me and repeat the Lord's Prayer together? And then we will sing our closing song, Joy to the World. It will be a song of exaltation, a song where you are stating and proclaiming your faith that Jesus is your Savior. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.